Hello, everybody. Rob's in fact that I'm Elby. Episode 214 of Rums of Baghdad on this, the 25th of October, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Joining us today, DJ.
I got some high, high hopes.
Got the high, high hopes for a living. I know that song.
Clap, 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 clap. Clap, clap.
Clap,
clap, clap.
The clap.
The clap. The clap is back. 2020, clap. Folks.
2020, finally. The light that comes on when you clap. The clapper. I have three of those lights somewhere in this house right now. And I won't tell you where. Think about that. I actually have clappers. Think about that.
I won't. Is one in your bedroom?
Excellent guess, but no. Actually, maybe. There might be one in there. It's not on anymore. But
so, it's in there, might be. My second guess is going to be the bathrooms.
Okay, one was in the bathroom.
So yep.
You got a win there. It's a good one. Well, you walk in, you clap, and
yep.
The light's on.
So, you guys should go on to, like, Amazon or eBay or some shit. Maybe get this for, like, a Christmas present for some people. They're cheap. Get, like, a three-pack of, like, motion-detecting lights that can just get recharged via, like, the USB things.
Mm-hmm.
Stick them in, like, the top of your toilet. Boom, you never need a light switch or anything. And they're like, it's not, like, over-bright either. So at nighttime, like, you can just stumble in. It turns on itself. It's not like gonna excessively wake you up. It's good. It's real good stuff.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I like that for the hallway too. We usually just have like a little nightlight in the hallway because I am terrible at waking up and walking down the hallway without stumbling and crashing into some. Cool. Yeah.
One of the problems though is the like if you're just standing there or sitting there, it doesn't detect enough motion. So like. Like, sometimes it'll cut out midstream, so you have to just be, like, with one hand.
Right. Like,
just shake the hand. Just shake the right hand, though, not the wrong one.
Or in this case,
one.
Probably, like, above, right? You don't want to go this in the toilet. No. I mean, that's a bad idea.
I mean, the light doesn't go in the toilet. It goes on the roof of the thing.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just, like... waterproof too when you just put it down the
No, you want one of those like bidet like things that come it's like a two in one.
There you go. That's what we need. There you go. Like glows out of it like
a,
then you make it spooky for Halloween, you set it to green or something like that. Yeah. A fog machine come on
you can
too and make sure.
Pay that like extra $5 or something, get the disco ball upgrade.
What the hell's going on with Halloween this year? What's happening?
I don't know, but I'm in a zone where, like, there's a lot of kids around here.
Uh-huh.
And, like, there's no, like, let's say, like, government thing saying, like, hey, kids, the Halloween's cancelled. Do not do that. Right. Nothing yet. So, like, I legit cannot think of a way to appropriately hand kids candy that isn't just fucking slingshotting it to them through the door.
A kid would actually find that pretty fun, I think. That's the thing where it's like, you know, you could. There are ways to do trick or treating. You could have a little basket you put out on the porch or something like that. Or,
but then, like, one of the main ways like COVID-19 transfers is like hands, like touching surfaces, and you're gonna let some plague-infested fucking feral 5-year-old. Slobber all over their hands with COVID, touch all the candies in that basket, just pass it to everyone else. No.
What if you got like a pulley-based system?
Right.
Plastic bags. Okay. You drop it, like, you drop it over on the pulley, and then you pull it back up real quick.
Or like a fishing line. That's a good idea.
Yeah, a fishing line.
Just fucking toss it by the fish.
There you go, kid.
Yep.
And then you have to burn the metal hook after.
Sure, just dip it in fucking cleaning.
Yeah, ammonia. There you go. It'll be fine. Just a big bed of ammonia. And what's the one that would like smoke the most when you put something in? There you go. There's your Halloween themed disinfectant.
Yeah, which is Rich's cauldron.
Come on over, kids. Dip your hands in this ammonia.
Keep them clean.
Yeah, we clean that. No COVID wants none of that, but you won't have fingers either. So whatever you can do. I don't know. Like, I can't think of a way you would do that. Now I think about it more. Being a little bit of risk.
Yeah,
I think it depends on the area too. Like,
yeah, what's your area like? Are you just in the woods enough that you don't get anyone?
We don't get anybody. No.
Nice.
No, never. We might get somebody. And we used to when like a lot of nieces and nephews were getting little or whatever, but not a lot of those around anymore. And then also like. We live in the middle of the fucking woods, and we don't have lights on usually at night, so it's really scary. It's a bummer, but
right.
I don't know. We usually do like something. I don't know. We used to have like little parties and stuff like that. Then trunk or treat was a big thing too. When I was
trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat, yeah. You pop open the back of the old station wagon and a bunch of candy in the back, and you go
nice.
Up. Rather than houses, people drive to a place and they trick or treat. Usually, like if the elementary school is doing it, then all that, like all the parents of the kids there trick or treat together. So
I thought you were referencing like candy, like beer cans.
Oh yeah, beer cans. Get these kids drunk, slamming back a couple.
I think it was more like high schooler style business of trunk or treat. Okay,
you know. Probably. Depends on the social circuit. Yeah.
What's your play for Thanksgiving? Because as Mezzo said, people, it makes more sense. People are more worried about families and Thanksgiving and all that shit.
And the way things are going, I mean, we'll probably go over my grams. I feel like you just got to do certain things, right? Like,
right. I think if you just like do a 2-3 week bubble or something, just like.
No.
Buy a bunch of your food to last you 2-3 weeks. It's what we've been doing mostly.
Right.
All at once. And then just like become hermits for 2-ish weeks.
Yep.
Work on your gazebo and bow. And then you can go see your grandma somewhat safely.
It's been weird for like job hunting stuff. Like everything's now is like, because I'm still looking for a job. It's like a lot of phone interviews, then a couple of those. And then like... in person is like, and it's really hard over the phone. I always felt like phone interviews are the most difficult because you can't convey stuff really well and you don't know how people are reacting to stuff. And it's like a really way more difficult, I feel like, a phone.
You've not had like Zoom calls or anything like that yet?
No. I did that in work. I thought, you know? When all this was starting, I thought for a second, I should probably invest in Zoom. I bet a lot of these stupid companies are going to use that terrible piece of technology that I hated using. Zoom is terrible. We used it for like a lot of stuff with the actual like big nonprofit thing, and just the worst. I used to talk. I think I told the story in the podcast about like some weird stuff happened in some of those Zoom calls where it's like, oh, yeah, that's just a person yelling at a dog in the background of the and then just like lots of, okay, can we mute that mic? Can we get someone to mute that? Can anyone know how to mute a mic in this thing? No? Okay. And just uncomfortable at times. A lot of fun. Also, lots of like, we're showing the slideshow of images. And also, this is terrible. I can't see anything or control anything. Everything's happening. It's just screaming nightmare. But. I gotta go over Thanksgiving. That's just like my grandmother would be pessimist about things if we didn't have Thanksgiving, at least the three of us, four of us, whatever we're gonna have. So, what can you do? That's just something you have to do. That's a risk you take.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, looking bad around here. Lackawanna County, my county. Rising rapidly, one might say, becoming a hot
it's
zone.
Getting worse somehow in America.
Very quickly. Oh, yeah. Getting worse. Son, we got 88,000 cases. It's bad.
In
it's
your like, oh right, in the U.S.
No, not Lackawanna County. Oh my God,
if he had I was gonna say
in Lackawanna County, we'd be like, oh, we're fucking doomed.
Let's see. Today you're at 53k. Yesterday you were at 80k. Yep. Yeah, the UK is also bad. We're at like 23,000. We're now averaging like 20k a day.
Yep. Everyone let off 20K. The gas. You know, everyone let off the gas. We did because we have a stupid president, but then everybody else also let off the gas.
So, like, here's the slight difference is, like, mm-hmm. the UK is getting, like, their record case numbers for us, but we never had, like, the amount of testing we do now. Like, we do about 200,000-ish right, well, people-ish yeah. people a day. It's between 120 and 200 based on how many the lab does and what type of, like, test it actually is. Some of those are, like, the fast ones or, like, the after getting it test to make sure you had it previously.
Antibody test, yeah, sure.
Yeah, antibody test, that's correct. Whereas the USA, like, I feel like 3 months ago has had, like, the same amount of test capacity and has not changed.
Yep. We reached a peak, and now that peak is getting...
Yeah. So, one place which is interesting is France. France is arguably doing worse than you guys because they're like 42,000 to 45,000 to 52,000. The issue is, like, they have around the same total population as us, and they are, like, half as testing as much as us. Like... It's about a good 50% positivity in France right now. It's real bad in France.
All them sipping all them espressos and having escargot. That'll do it to you. I still gotta, I don't know. For us, it's like, I don't think testing is the problem at this point. It's just, I don't know. So many issues. There's so many issues. It's an uncountable problem right now. There's so many little things we should be doing that we don't. So
right. So for example, the U.S. total tests is 133 million. France, the U.K. is 31,000. France is 14 million. Sorry, 31 million. 14 million France tests.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it to you.
Yeah. I mean, you guys still lead total cases per mil population. Oh, yeah.
We're the best. USA, USA, yep. USA.
Yep. Really I think good. you guys have the... No, you don't have the most deaths per pop, but that's to all, like, some... Like, Peru is real fucked, but they have a tiny population. Well,
Brazil's
not tiny, but small.
Probably not doing well either.
Brazil undercounts, so you can't really trust any of those numbers.
I mean, that's what the thing I said to my dad.
It's not good, though, but yeah.
The amount of years it's going to take to get accurate counts is going to be... It's going to take years and years and years. I would imagine there is going to be quite a lot of jobs in counting those numbers over the years across the globe, so that's cool in some way. Interesting, at least.
Yeah.
To see what in 5-10 years they say is the actual count.
Is there any, like, rolling back from you guys on, like, back to, like, restrictions, let's say? Is there any plan in America? No?
No. The plan... Maybe, I don't know, Governor Wolf might do something, but I don't know about anything.
Right, it's the governors.
Especially not near elections.
Mm.
We'll find out about that in a couple weeks, and then maybe we'll see.
Maybe after the elections, people will just go like, nope, everyone had their chance to vote, now everyone gets locked up.
Now you get locked up, now you go home.
Yep. Jesus, then. Over in the UK, they rolled over like sort of like a traffic light thing or like a tier system, a tier 1, 2, and 3. One is like 6 people can mingle together in and out of a location, like pubs are open and all that stuff, but they close at 10 p.m. or some shit. Tier 2 is like only 2 households can mix at most inside a pub or something.
Right.
Some less things are open, but by and large everything's still open. And then tier 3 is like bars can't be open, but if they serve food, they can stay open, which is like a lot of fucking bars. So like tier 3 does not much anything at all. But you, quote unquote, you can't mix two households in tier three. But there's like this whole argument of like the furlough scheme doesn't cover people when tier three is introduced to a county, let's say. So there's been a whole fucking faff about that.
Well, I think, I mean, economy wise, it's going to be getting real bad. And it's going to be hard because, like, that's sort of the saving grace of it all has been a lot of restaurants around here, even though at 25% capacity, can go like, hey, we're going to have outdoor seating or, you know, different patio kind of stuff. And now that's going to go away.
Yeah, because winter.
Winter's going to be a rough one. Especially, like, I don't know. There's so many. I don't know how some of these places are going to stay open. I'll be honest. Especially when it's like my area is already pretty blighted. Like it's not, you know, you go down Scranton, you look at, there's a lot of boarded up buildings and stuff in Scranton that are already not in great shape. It's snowing in a Denver game and that's happening right now. Meso. Yeah, I got to go get a flu shot too.
I got mine last week.
I want to go up somewhere and get that CVS or something like that before I lose my healthcare. I should go do that. That should be April. Also, important to note, you know, that baseball game last night. Did you see that?
I saw the I saw the main highlight. That's all I needed to see. I watched that live.
I was excited. I was losing my shit, as some might say.
God, I imagine. Yeah.
I mean, holy God. I mean, oh, Santa Maria. guy said Santa Maria on the broadcast because he's just like, losing his mind. I mean, that's just, that was a little bit of magic. That was pretty good. I don't like baseball that much, but that was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like did you catch on the end of the early games this week as well? Because Jesus insane. Christ, like also five insane. Different games, just crazy.
Oh my God. I mean, the Bengals-Browns game, the Browns had 1 minute and they were able to go down there. Baker is a legitimately good quarterback.
People, like, I don't know. His first fucking pass in the game was an interception. True. First pass.
He needs to focus more. Yes. But still. And then you had, oh my God, that Atlanta Lions game.
Yeah, somehow Atlanta. Wow.
Todd Gurley.
The third week.
Todd Gurley, why?
It's the third week a team with like less than 5% odds of winning have beaten the Falcons.
Honestly, rename that team something other than Falcons because that thing is a burning tire fire. I mean, you can't have that same narrative over and over again and not get stricken by that franchise. I just don't understand.
Fucking the Steelers winning by default. That was very glorious. Because you can't trust Gostkowski and his old man feet.
Oh, Steven Gostkowski. Did you see that Penn State game also? Important to know.
I did not, but I heard you guys were going crazy last week. Penn State
game. That was about as close a diving. Not last
week, yesterday.
I think it was fourth down.
I saw the picture. I saw the hair across the plane for a TD.
If you said to me, okay, that happened, but, like, there's actually going to be, like, four more incredible sports moments in, like, a couple of hours, I would have been like, that's not possible. That's just not possible.
Yep. And it wasn't the end of the day, but Washington football team shutting down the Dallas Cowboys. Just shutting them down.
How does that even make any sense?
Allen. I know you're an Eagles fan, but have you seen the like actual scores for the NFC East right now?
2-4-1, baby. We're in the lead. We're winning this thing.
Eagles are 2-4-1, and they're in the lead. And then the Cowboys and football team are 2-5.
Oh my God.
Technically a three-way tie with two wins.
Can we talk about what's wrong with Dallas, Meso and Chat says? Well,
I think it's what I was saying earlier today, and it's really proved now that Dalton is gone.
Yeah.
the Cowboys are like last year's Steelers, but with a much worse defense. Mm-hmm. Like, the Steelers last year lost Big Ben, and that offense just shit the tank. Like, it just turned into the worst offense. And that's exactly what's happening with the Cowboys. They lost Dak, and they can do absolutely nothing. Even with, like we like to shit on the Cowboys with, like, they got Dak, they got Zeke. But they got Zeke, they got Amari Cooper, they got CeeDee Lamb. They got, what's the other fucking guy's name? Gallup.
Yep,
they got decent tight ends. Like, they have a pretty top-tier offense.
It's not even like, I don't think their defense is even that injured, right? Like, it's just, they're bad. They're just bad.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, right, new coaching staff, so there's one point to it. But
sure.
Then also, I feel like, I think the Cowboys are overvalued in terms of the talent, actually, on the roster. I think people think, like, oh, they're really good. Like, they have some good players. But I think overall, in terms of depth and stuff, they're actually pretty bad. They're really top-heavy.
So Cowboys,
if they start getting injured quite a bit, they start like, really struggling.
Yeah.
Which in a contact game like football is actually pretty bad. Like, you don't want to be paying five guys a lot of money and then have the rest of the team bad.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be spreading that money out a little bit more. That's why I don't know. I don't think Dak resigns. I don't know.
Like I was also saying it a little earlier, I think you will be foolhardy. Old man Jerry Jones? Is that his old man name?
Old man Jerry Jones?
Yep, old man Jerry Jones will be a fool.
The evil master of the
evil
universe?
Master of the
Jerry
universe,
Jones?
Old man Jerry Jones.
Jerry?
Should, like, go out and buy Jameis Winston out. He should buy someone. He's going to be a gunslinger.
Sam Darnold, I think, is the thing that keeps coming up.
Sam Darnold is a good idea, yeah.
I mean, you can get him for a two, probably, at this point.
Yeah, trade a second-round pick.
Trade a two for him. And just go get him.
Just, like, fucking, you're still tied for the first in the NFC East.
You're still tied. I mean, we're in the lead. We're a half a game but you're tied
up
for the second game, so, I mean, you know.
Like, yeah, there's, 10 more games for you to try and win this league.
Especially with Dalton down. Like, I think it only makes sense
and
to go get
Dalton was
Sam.
Doing fucking nothing this game either. It's not like he was...
Right.
Like, they had 60 yards in the up to the fourth quarter. They only had 60 yards the entire game. They need someone else. It's not Dalton, and it's... probably not Ben fucking DiNucci.
Hey, well, you gotta do that to my boy DiNucci. He's out there. My God. Also, that was the dirtiest hit in the world. Andy Dalton should be angry because that was pretty dirty by old Washington. But I think
you're right. Like, you also need a team with depth, and I think that's one reason why Le'Veon Bell and the Chiefs like agreed.
Makes so much sense.
Just in case someone goes down.
You split carries. Like they have, who's their backup running? Who's their number two running back? It's
Darrell Henderson.
No, that is
no,
the Rams.
Williams. Yeah, Darnell Williams, something like that.
That's the Rams, isn't it? Darnell's
they got
the
they got two Williams, I'm sure, over there.
Someone named some. But they just need more. And it's not an offense, it's just like they need better O-line depth and they probably need better.
Yeah,
just around the edge. Like, their tight end is still not in a great spot. And they just don't have the pieces that make a team good.
Yeah. And
also,
like,
their coach is bad. I mean, that's...
Matt LaFleur, yeah. I thought it was LaFleur.
LaFleur is on the...
LaFleur is still Green Bay, yeah. That's my bad.
McCarthy. Old Green Bay.
Mike McCarthy. Yeah, old Green Bay. Either way, it's old Green Bay and it's trash Green Bay. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he got pushed out of town for a reason in Green Bay. Like, it's not like they were like, man, this guy is such a baller. It's like, no, man. Dude likes, I don't know, bad stuff.
He's fucking bad, yeah. And people are confused why the Steelers are undefeated. They probably shouldn't be undefeated this time. They should have lost that fucking game. But it goes back to what you said in having depth on your team. Yep. Like, we have... We have three running backs that we are rotating and they're pretty good. We've got, we now finally have more than just one wide receiver. We got Juju. We got Deontay. Chase Claypool's balling out. We've got James Washington, who is good, solid. We bought Eric Ebron, who's actually doing okay, which means we can use Vance McDonald as a blocking tight end. And he can also sneak at catch because it's Vance McDonald.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason I think the Killer Bees and the Florida Steelers were never going to...
Yeah.
Like, that was just not going to work because they, like, put too much money into those three.
All
like,
too much. Yeah, all too expensive. Yeah.
Yep.
And, like, we invested all our money in, like, our O-line and D-line, and that D-line is fucking savage right next to Washington's savage, savage D-line.
I have nothing good to report on the Eagles, though. I mean,
like, you got... Deshaun Jackson came back for a game, and he's injured for 6 to 8 weeks. It's insane.
We got a guy out there... Travis Fulgham out there, like, off, literally off the street.
Fulgham.
He's, like, off the street, man. Like, I just don't...
I cannot believe Fulgham is the man that's leading your guys.
And he's doing well. I mean, he's still got, the fourth right now this weekend, the fourth highest receiving yards. And it's like, what? Travis Fulgham? Yeah. Been a wild year for Philadelphia.
Like, yeah, I just don't know. Like, Rager clearly doesn't want to ever come back. Godert is still out. Now Miles Sanders is just out.
Yep.
You have Carson Wentz and Fulgham and nobody else.
Yep. Please, you don't love Jonathan Hightower. And
he's still playing? What?
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Arcega-Whiteside,
and
right.
He had, like, 2 catches in 5 games. And then people give Wentz shit, and it's like, yeah, I sort of agree. He's played pretty bad, but also the man's running for his life out there. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. God damn it, I should have played Fournette. God damn it. God damn it. I could have won this game against Tuca. Could have won.
Yeah, I truly don't know what the Eagles can do. I still think the Cowboys will win that division, but they need to trade for a quarterback that can actually play that game.
Yeah.
And yeah, there are options. I think Donald's a good bet. I think you can buy out Jameis Winston. He's going to throw interceptions, but at least he's going to throw, like, third down conversions.
All right,
It's gonna eat some dubs.
He'll eat some dubs, you know. He's crab. He'll go, he'll go and do something. But Jameis, man, Jameis is so
great. He's such a gunslinger. A lot of those interceptions were just like not so much on Jameis, just like accidental bounces and stuff like that. I feel like you throw balls to Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, and CeeDee Lamb. Yep. They'll be great. They'll make those contested catches.
I would have loved to see Jameis with like an Andy Reid, like someone who has that kind of sense of how to develop a QB.
Right.
He needs somebody like that who really just gets it, because he needs some help. And he hasn't had it in Tampa forever. Who the hell was Dirk Cutter?
I don't know.
Was a Tampa Bay guy, so like you need something different. My friend that was a Tampa Bay fan is no longer a Tampa Bay fan because he hates Tom Brady more than he likes.
Wow,
his Buccaneers winning. So
I'm gonna say he was never a Tampa Bay fan.
He might never have been a Tampa Bay fan. Now he's an Eagles fan though. So corruption.
how's he coping with that change?
Roughly. he's having a rough go of it.
Sports ball. So when is World Series is like basically every other day, right? So when
every
is
single day,
the next game?
Like Monday, right? Or is it tonight?
Monday, okay. I don't know. I'm just checking.
I don't follow baseball.
Yeah.
I just watched baseball last night because it was the last thing on. And then it got really hype in a way that was cool. But I also feel like baseball might be over now, too, because, like, how do you come back from that crazy, crazy, crazy ending? Hard to refocus.
I think the Dodgers still have this. It's close. The Rays have been good all year. But it's a good World Series, let's say that. Yeah, it's a good one.
We needed a good World Series. I wish baseball all the luck in the world, because, boy, they need it. So, do you have any video games you want to talk about, or do you just want to talk about sports?
I can do a quick... There's no more sports, really, to talk about.
Well, what about... soccer!
No, I don't care about soccer much.
What about Rocket League, though?
Rocket League's fun. Maybe I'll be able to get into a tournament today. There's one in about 45 minutes. We'll see. Probably not. No. Rocket League's really fun. I paid for the premium pass, mostly because I was already, like, level 49 or something. Right. So there was just so much shit there. And also, like, it cost 1,000 credits, and I already gained back 500. So I haven't looked exactly, but I'm not sure if it's one of those things like Apex, where if you get through the entire thing, you get the money back to buy the next one.
Yeah, that's I don't a cool know if thing about that. That. I mean, that's,
yeah.
I think that's way a lot of season passes do it. You get enough back to...
Yeah, which is a nice thing. Like, it takes a lot of fucking grinding, especially now. Even though they give you, like, you get 25% extra party EXP, which I've got now. Like, I've got 75% of that, but it's still a real grind to get through these levels now. But, like, it gives you some cool hamster wheels. It gives you one of those, those moving skins, the animated skins, gives you quite a lot of animated skins for cars and stuff, so that's cool. It gives you two goal animations, and those goal animations are already usually like 400 credits in the store at least. And then it gives you a bunch of loot boxes and stuff, so yeah, it's good. I would say it's almost worth the investment. I would say it's honestly kind of shitty that they didn't just give people who bought the game previously, like, the first season pass.
Right.
Because, like, they already gave Rocket League the money for, like, the full or whatever sale price game it was. It would be nice to show your devoted fans, to bring them back to this current free-to-play version. But we know two people, Jake on the podcast is one of them who's had it before, and there's nothing like that.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I wish... I kind of want to get that.
See what level you are and how far you get, because I bought it, and it gave me around an extra 5 to 10 levels as well. Because you've got to remember as well, it also plays into those, like, season challenges. You know how half of them are locked up and they're just XP boosts?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can unlock those and get more levels. So, yeah, it gave me about 10 extra levels once I did it. And, like, the XP boost per game, like the 75% party XP helps. But if you think you can grind your way through to most of the way there... And then buy it later, if you're struggling for cash or something, you totally can. Right. It was around £8, so probably like $9.99 or something like that.
Yeah.
Probably close to that, actually.
Yeah. Maybe. I'll see. I'm still waiting for the Steam Halloween sale.
Yeah, I would totally wait for something like that, because the season for Rocket League is still, like, there's a good, like, 2-3 weeks, I think, left on that thing, so you got time.
Right. Yeah, I'll wait and see. I'm tempted. I want those hamster wheels. Who doesn't want those?
Yeah. Have you got, Phantasmophobia?
Not yet. That's the one I'm waiting for. That's what I'm waiting for the Halloween, hoping. Who am I going to convince to play that, though? Who's going to come with me on...
I'll buy it.
Who's going to buy it with me? Play Phantasmophobia. I'm very excited about it, though. I'm going to play that game bad. It's probably the game I'm... No, Cyberpunk is number one, but then... I really want to play Phantasmagoria. Also looking for those Dark Pictures games to go on sale, too. So, we'll see when that ever happens. You played Hades. I'm also playing Hades. How's your Hades? I thought you were going to quit. I thought you said, I'm done with Hades.
I started doing a couple more runs. I think I'm just doing like... So I finally got through a couple, like... I got through one of those lock zones for one of the people. When you're giving them enough nectar and you get a lock, a stop point.
Yep.
I got through... what's her name? The Gorgon head, Medusa.
Medusa?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got through hers, and now I think I just need to give her a few more bits of fucking nectar or whatever it is, and then I'll get to the end of that.
Yep. Yeah, once you start cracking those, it starts cracking pretty at a good rate. Then you start locks
Fair
start
enough.
Opening really quick.
Well, I can't find nectar for fucking shit, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, if I remember right, like, 5 keys is nectar or something by the tradesman.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yep.
Yeah, like, I unlocked it. As far as I can tell, I don't need keys anymore, so... Mm-hmm. I think...
Keep an eye on, like, doing the challenges or whatever, the prophecies for gems, and then
sure,
buying keys and gems.
Sure.
You could do those real quick and get a lot. And then a lot of the prophecies also give you ambrosia. And some of them give you nectar, too, so... Keep your eye
yeah, out. That makes sense. I've got like 15 ambrosia. I keep getting Titan blood instead of the ambrosia because I've Delicious. Yet to use ambrosia for proper reasons.
Yeah. I'm almost done, I feel like. I could just get a couple more things to trigger. That would be nice. Because I'm all like set up, but it's like taking forever to get the dialogue lines. And it's just like, do I really want to do another whole run just to get back to a dialogue line when it's like, and just try to get to the epilogue part of it, just get to the end.
Okay.
There is
I don't think I'll do that. I'll probably just, I like the way it plays, let's say. I like doing a run every like 2 to 3 days or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice quick like 40-minute. Oh yeah, let's play this. But it keeps like the thirst, the dark thirst, keeps linking between weapons I don't like,
right,
which is annoying. So then that's like putting me off somewhat. I think one of the main reasons was I had spear next for that dark thirst, and that pushed me off for like weeks.
Yeah,
because I don't like the spear.
You gotta get that Guan Yi, my friend.
Hmm.
Get that Guan.
No, I don't like the spinning moves.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
So Hades.
It's Hades.
So you're gonna continue.
I'm gonna beat it.
How many runs do you think you have left?
I have no idea. I don't know what's stopping me at this point. I don't know. Not a clue. I don't know. I've done like 100 runs of Hades now, and it will not trigger for me. I keep getting new voice lines, but a lot of the voice lines I feel like should have been triggered before because they're kind of iffy voice lines where it's like, talking about before everything was okay, kind of like, framing it like, oh, you're still angry at your dad or whatever. I mean, it's like, you know, that was at one time in the game. I think Zagreus' tone, but now it's like completely different. It's like, did I miss this at some point? And now looping back around on this voice line again? Okay. I just want to be done with that game.
Right.
So then I can do silly stuff like play Resident Evil 7. What?
Are you giving nectar to the gods? Are you doing that leveling up?
Nectar.
You're done with like all the gods?
All nectar, yeah.
Wow.
I'm on ambrosia only now. I'm only using ambrosia. took off.
Even Mr. Chaos?
Even Mr. Chaos is done, too.
Even
he was
that
my first
other...
one I did. He's the guy I got there first with.
You like Chaos, man. Okay. Even like the, Chaos. What's the fiery hole? Because I've never been into those fiery holes yet.
Erebus? It's like a challenge. It's like a challenge room.
Oh, so there's no person there. Okay.
No person there, no. They're just a fiery hole in the ground.
Do you think you need to level up all those, like,
heat?
Charms? Like, you know those things you can pick at the start of things. Do you think you need to get 3 stars in every single one of those?
There is one, I think, I know what you have to do. I asked somebody, there's one you have to do, which is Hermes. You have to talk to him with a fully leveled up one of his...
Okay.
Whatever. The feather. Yeah. It gives you...
I like the feather one. I started with that a bunch, but then I realized that if you change out of it, all your benefits are just gone.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's one of those ones where you have to use it the entire run to get the maximum benefit of, like, hey, you'll get, like, fucking 15% dodge chance. Yep.
Which works really well if you have, like, something like the Zagreus Fists, because they give you dodge chance on top, and then you can just keep getting...
And then it's like someone gives you a dodge bone chance. I think Hermes will give you, if you get an epic version of it, you can get like 20% flat bonus dodge chance. Right. Or like his sturdy or something like one of those
dash
other things.
It's
like hyper dash gives you, hyper dash gives you sturdy. There's another dash that gives you a chance of dodge.
One of my builds was like a dodge build, but then I went on hit too. So if I did get hit,
right, you still get that. One thing I did today, which I didn't realize, is Zeus and Artemis. I went back to getting multiple casts.
Yeah.
Just to try it. I didn't like it as much until right at the end. One of the duos for Zeus and Artemis is it does lightning damage every like 2 seconds when you haven't retrieved a cast. I didn't realize that would occur while the cast was inside the person.
Oh.
And I had a Chaos which gave me an extra cast. So I had 4 casts and I just put 4 casts on Hades. And it was just doing like a flat 80 damage, like 80 times 4 every like second or 2 seconds.
Yep.
Just constantly on him.
Because
the
casts
were constantly focusing on him. Yeah, I was wondering why I was doing so much like damage to him constantly.
Yep.
It was crazy.
Yes.
That's a cool, fun thing.
Yeah. There's some really neat builds you can do that I really enjoy. I like a lot of Zeus builds, but I really like a lot of the like duo. Like, I want to see duos more often. And yes, to answer Meso's question in chat, you are giving juice to these gods. Yeah, you're giving the juice to gods. Giving that, I don't know, some street word for juice. Sizz up?
Yeah.
There you go. Sizz up to these gods. Yeah, it's a fun game. I don't know. But also, like, as someone in new mythology already, I think a little bounce on the old thing was lost on me in the main story. It was like, who could the mother be? And it's like, well, as I said in the podcast and ruined it for everybody, it just kind of, I lost a little bit of that. But, whatever. It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, the story was, it's fine. It's a fine story. It's not gripping.
Yep.
It's not like edge of your seat fucking story. But yeah, it's a good story. It's a good wrapper.
I could see it being game of the year if Cyberpunk doesn't hit for me.
Easily.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Very easily doing that.
Yeah, that's a top 3 game easily.
Mm-hmm. Very easy to put it up there in like the top 5. Very easy. Very fun.
It's hard to find things wrong with that game is the issue.
Yeah, right. Like even my story thing is like, I guess maybe it lost a little bit for me, but still solid all around story, so.
Yeah, it's not a bad story. It's totally fine. And the background side characters are fun and have additions. Like, the gameplay is totally fine. There's no real, like, bugs or issues with that whatsoever.
Right.
And it appropriately ramps up the, difficulty. Like, it's got a perfect, like, ramp.
Indeed, yeah. It's just so
and
good.
And level system.
Like, that game, really, until you actually do, like, the 10 full runs, is, like, legitimately some of the best gaming, like, I don't know, what do you call it? Just ramp up
gameplay, game mechanic
kind of stuff that I've seen. It just felt so natural. It was just great. Speaking of natural...
Oh, shit.
What?
We got our first punt return touchdown of the year at Kansas City.
Mr. Pringles? The Pringles guy out there?
The Pringles guy.
Jeremy Pringle?
I guess it's Jeremy Pringle, yep.
Jeremy Sprinkle?
Not a sprinkle, Pringle. 100-yard touchdown return.
Well, there you go.
It's the first one this year, because Mr. Not to Catch a Predator but Same Surname on Red Zone was stating that there wasn't one this year so far.
Chris Hansen?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
From the band Hansen.
From the band Hansen?
Yep. They grew up and got jobs.
My God, and they start working on Red Zone? Crazy. Strange. Odysseus and the Odyssey to wrap up.
It's a fun little thing that he does every Red Zone at a random interval.
The witching hour?
You'll just hear doot doot doot.
What?
You never know when it's gonna be.
What?
It's a fucking Hanson's made song. Doot 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 doot. Right? No, that's not Hanson. What's Hanson's fucking main song?
Man, you're asking a guy that don't know nothing about music about Hanson. Wow. I'm out here. I don't know. I don't know who Hanson is as a band or a man.
How?
I thought you were being serious.
Mmm-bop is their fucking banger.
Mmm-bop.
Nope.
Mmm-bop. No. Okay. Hot review time. Well, we got a second here. I want to review The Haunting of Bly Manor coming to Netflix. On Netflix right now, not coming to, on Netflix right now. It's a ghost story. It's pretty good. It's not as good as Haunting of Hill House, but I enjoyed it quite a bit. My God, you posted a link in chat. Now I'm scared. Bly Manor, it's great. The ghosts are spooky. The kids are great. Everything's going well. Check it out if you want a nice ghost story. Not a scary story. A ghost story. They're very different.
Nice. If you have a 4K TV, Get Out is £1 in the UK. It might be internationally like a dollar to rent on Amazon Prime Video. £1 for the 4K UHD version.
There is nothing to watch anymore. There is nothing. It's a dead zone.
It's a dead?
It's a ghost.
Is that
story.
Because... COVID has stopped, like, yes. All yes. New... Okay.
TV is a mess. Don't try to watch TV.
Huh.
I mean, you're out there watching Mass Singer.
It's season 2. Like, there's... Well, see, yeah, there's a new season right now in America, right?
You're asking a man who doesn't watch... I don't watch any of that. That's a zero on me, man.
They're recording the UK season 2, and we currently have Strictly Come Dancing going live right now.
Do you want to ask me about Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune? That's where my, like, broadcast TV watching ends. That's, like, a right around after a local news hour. You got Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, and then it's just, I don't watch any of it. SWAT? I don't know anything about SWAT. FBI? Don't know anything about FBI. Hawaii Five-0.
Oh, right. I guess, yeah, there's Utopia. Have you watched Utopia?
I have not watched Utopia.
Oh, watch the UK version. It's. I know on UK Amazon Prime, it's got both the UK and the new US version that they just, released a couple weeks back, I guess.
Yeah.
Watch the UK version. Do not watch the US version. You will... thoroughly enjoy Utopia.
I will. Me in particular.
Yes, you in particular.
Okay.
It's like a Utopia. Sci-fi story. It's about like four people who are fascinated with this comic book, like a graphic novel. And they have a chat room and stuff, talking about it and all the like theories and stuff, like what's going to happen in this book, what could theoretically happen in this next book. And then they catch wind that the next book is out there somewhere and someone has a copy of it. So they decide to try and meet up on in real life to get the book and start reading it together and stuff, and then it goes on from there. I'm not going to say any more about
Does it go bad? I would assume.
Maybe, yes.
Utopia is a little... You're not going to have an actual utopia fiction anymore, so I would assume it goes bad.
Try not to read literally anything about it, especially the US version, because they give away pretty much everything in like reviews.
Okay. So I want to watch the UK version of Utopia.
Yes. Okay. Even the start of the US episodes... give away a lot of the plot of Utopia because the US are fucking baby. You know how the US are babies and have to have rated G and what's in the show and this may cause distressing scenes. Yeah.
Right.
Because of X, Y, and Z is in this scene and stuff. Yeah, it has that.
Okay.
It excessively has that. So yeah, try and watch that UK version. And then watch the US and hate it with me.
Hate watch it. Okay.
Yeah.
There's been a couple bad shows. I feel like the US ruins those shows.
Yeah.
Like The Office. I mean, what?
US Office is the golden shining one light where they did it right.
The golden shining nightmare.
They made Scranton an actual location.
No, they did. And I hate it.
Do you ever see people
all
coming over
time.
Looking great?
It's a real mess. Everyone acts like it's a fucking wreck.
I'm not gonna lie.
You should go on a Scranton subreddit sometime.
Is it people just bitching?
All the fucking time.
That's so good.
No, not bitching about it. It's just like people asking. Like, where do I have to go for this real office experience? What do I gotta
see?
That's
even better.
It's like, man, it's all a lie. Like we don't have an arboretum. We don't have any of that kind of stuff. It's all made up. There's no strangler. I don't know what's up.
The scratch strangler, right?
Yeah. I know enough just for osmosis because that thing was on my local news. I hate
that
it.
Makes sense. God,
I hated it. I hate it. But I'm also not from Scranton. I say that, but I'm not even from Scranton, so I don't really care. It's the one thing my area is known for. So
such a good show. I can't believe that you have actual tourists go in there.
Oh yeah, all the time. Still, the freaking thing in the one mall is just the big. Is the logo or whatever from The Office is just
already it's just up. There.
Yeah, it's just there. Right next to the giant aquarium, which I don't know why we have an aquarium.
Great.
That aquarium is $20 a person.
Oh, to go and see. Wow, that's expensive. I feel like the New England aquarium was around the same price.
It's probably closed now, the aquarium, I would think, because like can you do?
Yeah, you probably only have fucking people
two
cleaning
people. Yeah.
Staff doing that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What can you do? Malls gotta be struggling. You played Anno 1800. Any hot thoughts?
I understand what's happening now. I remember talking about this before, and I think I missed a prompt or something, or just flat out didn't tell me what to do at that point. Mm-hmm. It's doing that now, so I can actually continue on with the game. It's one of those gradual city builders, but mixed with like actual storyline and all that stuff. It's cool. I like it because it has a very... I'm still in that really slow early ramp up of... I had to make farmland for farmers, and I needed 10 dwellings for farmers. And then once I had enough of those, I had to recoup some revolting, like, protesting, let's say, not revolting. Some protesting workers, like factory workers from the main city, which you absconded from. Mm-hmm. And then they help you create a factory workforce so you can start mining ore and copper and all those resources that are on this island. Then you have to start upgrading those dwellings from farmers to like manual labor workforces, but then also you need like other houses to keep it going. It's a nice like slow ramp up that it's happening there. Then you also need like a fire system, emergency system of like just people around. I wouldn't be surprised if a police headquarters I will need at some point. And yeah, I'm slowly in that middle stage. It looks nice. It plays pretty smooth. It's smart in delivering the quests to slowly upgrade your stuff. And then I'm pretty sure they're going to introduce some like war tactics, because you can have like cannons defending yourself. I think there's going to be a lot of ship warfare because there's a lot of open seas, right, and stuff. And I think it'll eventually work into a lot of ships building soon.
That should be fun.
Yeah, it's fun. A nice package, let's say. One thing I find kind of funny is you have to pick an avatar for who you are, because the story revolves around a person leaving the main city because your father was in prison and died in prison under questionable questionable circumstance. And your murder. Uncle is trying to take over. That's the murder. Assumption. And your uncle has taken over the estate, and you have to run away with like your X amount of whatever money you have left to start the new city. You have to pick an avatar for that. And I just find it weird that every time you pick like a dwelling or like people on the street and stuff, or like say the sawmill, instead of other avatars there, it's just fucking you and like rags and like a dirtied up face and stuff.
Right.
It's kind of weird. It's like all these peasants are just clones of you.
Oh no. A clone colony. Like, no.
The city is a clone colony in anno 1800.
God. It's like Raised by Wolves, except 1800s Raised by Wolves.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a cool little thing. I haven't got back to it. I was going to try and play it today, but then I lost time. And then I've been playing Rocket League too much anyway. So yeah.
Cool beans. I want to talk about a little news to get out of here. We can go watch more footy ball.
Sure.
First off, let me change this darn thing to news. Lowercase.
That thing.
First news story, let's talk about sports. NBA 2K21 has inserted unskippable ads into pregame loading screens. You know, you like ads. You like ads, don't you? Ads for like Nike shoes or something. Watch this ad. Let's watch this TV commercial.
Yeah,
in this
I'm trying
video
to watch
game.
This thing. Oh, God. Yeah. What? Yeah, that's just a straight-up advert.
Just the Oculus one is in this article.
Yeah.
Which I will now post in Twitch chat, assuming I can figure out where.
I posted the article.
Thank you. I don't know what else to say about this, except for that's real bad. Don't play this game. Don't play this game. Don't let them get away with this. Stop letting them get away with these things. Sports fan.
And my assumption is that is the new NBA, right? 2K21 is the latest one, yeah. It's a damn shame, because that the video they released for like the PS5, Xbox Series X trailer looked damn fucking good. That looked so good.
Really? Let me take a look at this. I haven't really seen anything about that, but
Yeah, look it up. It's more than what they like showed earlier in the year of like just a super sweaty man in like a super dark arena with just the court visible and just like sweat all over that man. No, they showed Zion. Off like, I think Mavericks versus the Pelicans. Yeah? Yeah. Something like that. It was definitely Dallas Mavericks, versus a team. And yeah, like some of those faces looked real. The sidelines looked really fucking good. The cheerleaders and stuff running on also looked like actual player models and like, not Ooh. Kind of low res like they kind of usually do because no one's paying too much attention to the cheerleaders and the mascot when they're designing True. These games. Court looks extra shiny. It looks like a really cool, like, technical version of that game. Because honestly, they're never changing that gameplay up. Like, NBA 2K XX's gameplay has been locked in pretty much the exact same for the past, like, 6 years. At this point, really. they're just adding animations and making the game flow smoother and just making it look nicer at this point. That's all they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. It does look good. But, like, I'm not going to sit through commercials.
No, especially if it's unskippable.
Like, what? Like, what?
And that's... So, it's in loading screens, right?
Yeah.
That's even... That,
yeah,
I need to reread this. Isn't the whole point of the PS5 and the Series X is that you're loading for at most like 2 seconds?
Yeah, very fast, right?
Right.
So they gotta be arbitrary, like probably slowing loading screens down to make it so the whole ad plays.
Yes,
it's a real mess. It's a real mess. That's gross.
Right, now appear inside the PS4, Xbox One, and Windows PC versions of the game. They're unskippable, attached to a pre-game video called My Team Season 2, Episode 7. That's auto-started... This doesn't read right. That's auto-started in a loading screen that takes longer than the ad runs. Even on a PC... My assumption is what they're trying to describe there is the loading is quicker than the ad, what they're trying to state there. But they just...
Or they're saying that. It loads the ad plays, and then it starts to load for the game at the end, too. I mean, that's something else.
Maybe that, yeah. The ad runs in full on before a user can hit a button to continue. Or we've not recorded the experience on PC, we've cited the experience as the same.
EA basically has a statement here at the bottom. Abundantly clear from your feedback that integrating ads into the replay and overlay experience is not welcome. The advertisements have been disabled by the team, and we apologize for any disruption to the gameplay that players may have experienced. It's like, what? I mean, I just thought it's just such a weird thing. Is that like a last minute thing?
It's an insane thing.
It's crazy. It's crazy. They had to know how that would go. Anybody, I could tell you how that would go, you know?
Yeah, and Mary is saying that...
Oh, God, it's Mary.
You can't mess with the teams on the loading screens during the ads, which is, like, one of the features of this 2K21 game, right. That you can create starting lineups, playbooks and all that stuff before the game starts, which makes sense, because you're not rushing while the game's running. To do it. You can't do that apparently while the ads are running.
That's gross.
And then, yeah, she also mentions that they did this before with UFC. I feel like they had
a
different method for the ads on the UFC.
Yeah.
But like they were just banner ads or something that would legitimately play while you were fucking playing the game or something in the background. But yeah, EA's trying to push these adverts in these games, and
And it's such a weird thing, because there's so much more competition now for them, like, in terms of sports games. Like, stuff is happening around sports games where I feel like people would move away. Like, Madden is its own thing, right? It's sort of difficult to compete with that one, but, like, you know, basketball, baseball, there are, competitors to that. Like, it's weird that you would do something like that that's going to be so unpopular, especially What can you do? That's just EA. Electronic Arts. Are you ready for ads in the remake of Mass Effect? Because they're going to be there. Are you ready? SOE? SEO? All right. Next news story. We don't have to talk about this Kojima one very long. I just wanted to mention, hey, Kojima's hiring on. They're making a new project. Come to Tokyo. We want the best people for our new Tokyo, for our Tokyo studio. For Kojima Productions. So they're making another game at some point. Thrilled? Enthusiastic? I don't know. People want a horror game, but I don't think you do a good horror game, so who knows? Now finally, our last real news story, not a lot this week. News story wise, we could talk a little bit about this VR Oculus thing. Facebook, Oculus. I guess if you delete your Facebook, it also deletes your Oculus account and all of your purchases as well. So you're never leaving Facebook. You cannot leave Facebook. Facebook is your come home. Right, DJ?
Yeah, and that's extended to the, because Facebook, which, what I want to do is eventually deactivate my Facebook account, which means I can still use Messenger, because I talk to a lot of my friends, uni friends and high school friends on Messenger still, it's how we just talk, but I just don't care about Facebook itself anymore. They even show in this article via a tweet from, let's get CixLive, C-I-X-L-I-V, that if you deactivate the account, your Facebook account, you will not also not be able to access Oculus products or your Oculus information. You'll be able to continue using Messenger. My assumption there is you also deactivate your Oculus, but you can reactivate it and your ability to play Oculus games will come back. That's my expectation there.
You would hope?
Yeah, you would hope it doesn't just straight up delete your games by deactivating your account. And like, okay, that's fair enough. You've come out before stating that your Facebook account is going to be tied to the Oculus account. Like, that is a thing. But I don't want my Facebook account anymore. And there's tons and tons of reports of people creating Facebook accounts for their Oculus and them just being straight up disabled because nothing's on there. Like,
yeah, right.
Which is a real shitty move. What if it's a kid who got an Oculus Quest? Or there's fucking age ratings for Facebook. I think it's like 14 or something. You theoretically have to be over that. What if a 12-year-old, a rich 12-kid's 12-year-old got this thing, has to create a Facebook account and theoretically has to make it look legitimate, putting profile pictures in, adding friends, putting like status updates in there, which is by definition against their terms of services. Like, that's just, it just makes no sense. I'm just really annoyed that they don't have a either don't have a specific Oculus account, a specific Oculus version of a Facebook account, or that they're going so hard against Facebook accounts, because a lot of people even had their Facebook accounts disabled because they thought they were fake accounts. And, like, I haven't posted shit on Facebook in, like, a year. Yeah. At most, I occasionally say, like, happy birthday to someone.
Right? That's everybody. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I do on Facebook is, hey, happy birthday. And then I get happy birthdays for my birthday, and that's it. That's Facebook at this point, at least for
most of the people. And, like, I don't give a shit about saying that to, like, 99% of my friends. So my account most likely will be deemed void or something when I eventually transfer it over. So, yeah, and as Mary just did the research for us because we're lazy, she was wondering if the Oculus Terms of Services has an age gate on it, and She's got this from somewhere, but I'm assuming it's a correct quote. The Oculus products are intended solely for users who are 13 or older. Any registration for or use of the Oculus products by anyone under the age of 13 is unauthorized, unlicensed, and in violation of these terms. If you buy your preteen, well, this is her. This is not from their legal terms of service. If you buy your preteen a Quest 2, you are breaking the internet law.
Internet law is broken. We're gonna be sending who's the Oculus guy?
Yeah, I forget. Name? It's
Palmer
that,
Lucky will be with you briefly. Sure.
And like. I feel like when the Oculus was getting into that consumer release window, people were worried about, could this fuck kids' eyesight?
Right.
Like, will this
mess with them more?
Impede the growth, of, like, kids' eyesight. They just weren't sure. So they had a full thing of, like, just putting an age rating on it. And I feel like this is just an extension of the age rating being 13 or older. And I guess they just fucking lucked out that this matches with, like, Facebook's account age rating. It's still shitty, though. Like, does that mean the main account... Does that mean the main account on your Quest 2 now has to be the dad's? Or anyone who has a fucking Facebook account?
What a mess. I mean, And also, like, it's a shame because... Like, I feel like the Oculus 2, the Quest 2 just came out. And that's such an appealing offering.
Yes.
Like, it's $300, you get a really great mobile headset, you might get a slight discount in a couple weeks on it or something like that near Black Friday. Like, it's so good, but then...
By all accounts, everyone is saying that's the best VR headset that is currently out there. And for $300, that's crazy.
Oh, it's so good. I want it. But then, like, I mean, I'm not, that's just, I don't feel good about any of that on the backside of that. Like, I don't want to, any of that, dealing with Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't want my relatives to see me, like, playing Oculus horrific games.
I'm sure, like, you can disable talking between each other. But again, it's like, I don't think I can get a Quest 2 because I use my Facebook so limitedly. It will be flagged. It just straight up will be flagged. My last profile picture is from like 9 years ago.
Right. I mean, but then at the same time, I know Jake would say not a lot of people with Oculus use the Oculus Store very often. A lot of them will probably just jailbreak the Quest 2 to use other stuff or use it on, like, different services so you don't have to just look at it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I wonder, we should ask someone...
With more tech experience.
And get back to next week, the chat and see what happens. Because we know a couple of people who have the Quest 2 and...
What do they use
who
it
are
for?
Definitely willing to do that. Yeah. So I'll see if they have an idea.
I know one in particular who is absolutely probably... A man who was in a field recently with a Quest 2. In an actual field. Watching a man yell at his son about soccer, I think. It's just crazy, I say. Crazy stuff. But that's VR. But then also you got that rumor about Vive doing something too, so. You might see it in a couple of months.
And also PSVR 2.
Yeah. That's the butter. I think that's the sort of, as much as I was like, VR is in a weird place. Like, the future of it seems to be not connected, wireless to a certain extent. Being able to move around, like, that seems like a major piece of that. Which is cool. I want to just set up room scale VR, but in my front yard, for like, 70 feet.
Right.
Get attacked by a bear and get eaten. That's what I want to do, but in VR. But then at the same time, be eaten by an actual bear because he's there watching me in the woods. That's what I want to do. Just walk around big fields in VR, fighting aliens, and then have my neighbors drive past and go, what the fuck is going on? It's very fun. I might buy a VR. I'll see. Every time, but I just...
Yeah, and there's...
Yeah.
As far as other news, there's pretty much nothing other than, the console wars are last week or two, finally.
I might be printing out some fake versions of the Xbox and PlayStation 5.
Right.
On like cardboard or something like that and scaling them up behind me just because it's so fucking stupid.
Yep.
It's very fun. Yeah, last few weeks here, coming down the stretch. Are you going to get one launch day, sir? Or are you waiting for...
Nope, I did not get any of those pre-orders. Every time I look, I am like veering more and more towards getting a Series X. Mm-hmm. It's just Game Pass has too much goodness for me.
Too much goodness. Too much sweet.
And like... The Ratchet and Clank looked fine to me. It didn't look amazing. I'm not a Ratchet and Clank person. I'm definitely not a Demon's Souls person.
How can you not be a Demon's Souls person?
The Souls games have like zero interest to me, so that was like nothing.
Right.
And what is the other final one? The Spider-Man. I'll see what that is. On PS4. It's on PS4.
Yeah.
I was fine with the Spider-Man load times, The normal game one, and it's probably going to be the exact same load times as that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with that game being that game on PS4.
Yep. I'm excited to see that Spider-Man game. I want to play it.
It looks good.
That's the one game.
Did you finish the first
one? Yes, I did. Spider-Man 1.
Oh, okay. Good on you. Well done.
Well, Spider-Man 5, whatever.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, yeah, I'm veering more and more towards the Series X. I'll see, like, the PS4, because that was also sold out immediately when pre-orders occurred, and then, like, I got one three weeks after, at the latest. I really didn't get it, like, much later. We'll see if more Series X's are just going to appear half a month later.
Yeah, you hope, right. They're just going to show up.
And yeah, like, there are no good... I don't think there's any fucking launch games for the Series X. Technically, Yakuza's a launch game.
Yeah.
Just because it's not on PS5. That's pretty much fucking it. But, like, I haven't played Gears 5, and that looks like it's getting a massive fucking upgrade for the Series X. I haven't played Red Dead Redemption 2, and that looks like it's... extremely well on the Series X, so I might just get that. I haven't played Forza 7. That'll be good on the Series X. I haven't played any of those Halo games, and all of those are apparently getting upgrades to look even nicer than what they did on the fucking PC versions, even. So yeah, the Game Pass tier is making me itch more and more to the Series X. The only thing I'm truly holding out on is...
Kingdom Hearts 3. I mean, what?
Right, no, 3.2. The next one, obviously. Yeah.
Over one.
Yeah, 3.33333 and a third.
And a third, of course.
Yeah.
A classic.
Yeah.
Instant classic.
The only thing I'm waiting is finally reviewers have PS5s. So hopefully next week they'll start being able to highlight what's good and what's bad about the PS5. Is the SSD actually faster than the Series X one, or is it just marketing bullshit that was occurring and they're basically both SSDs and the exact fucking same? Are those haptic triggers? that's honestly the thing I'm most curious. Yeah, like, is it going to be Joy-Con vibrations that are going to do a fucking nothing within 4 months?
Yep.
Are those triggers actually going to be used? Because I've heard people talk about those responsive triggers twice, and both of them have been about drawing bows. I've not heard a single other instance. Two different games, both of them about
drawing a bow.
Drawing a bow. I mean, yep.
Can you do? Got to draw a bow.
Yeah.
I have no opinion. I have no interest in a new console right now. So.
Yeah, that's fair. I wouldn't. I like the idea of you getting VR to see it, but then you also have to like buy the games, which also sucks.
I know.
Yeah.
I want to see the games, you know?
But I mean, do you have a 4K TV behind you?
No. That's a 720p yeah, exactly. TV, sir.
Wow. Wow.
Very old. Really
get a 4K. You don't even have a 1080p thing? Just your monitors? Wow.
Well, yeah. I have two. I have one. This is in 1440p.
Sure, and that one's yeah.
1080p, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, my
wow,
screen.
Wow, then you do not need consoles.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, we're going to get a TV and an Oculus or something first before we get a... Which is going to be great, because I'm going to play Cyberpunk in VR.
Yes.
Maybe also get that excellent. Thing that Rapid was talking about. A friend of the show, Rapid, was talking about some kind of rocker thing for a chair. You put, like... It gives you, like, I don't know, dynamic... feeling of thrust or something like that.
So this is why you still have a 720p
yeah,
TV. Buying X-Rocker chairs,
yeah.
Which is just a subwoofer vibrating your ass.
There you go. But it's so worth it, though. I mean, don't you want to feel the music in your chest? Well, okay. That'll do it, I guess. We're gonna go. I gotta go make cookies. Making some
nice
mincemeat.
Not so nice.
Not so nice. Not a mincemeat fan. Besides for that, we wish you all well. We wish you everybody have a happy and safe Halloween. Because we're not gonna see you then. I wish everybody luck in all of their ventures. It's been episode 214 of Rhymes Over Baghdad. I've been Albie, DJ. You can check us out on our website, rhymesoverbaghdad.com. We have a Twitch page, twitch.tv/rhymesoverbaghdad. We usually do it Sundays around 4:30. We go live and talk for a little bit, hang out, come on and chat. You can ask us about all of our thoughts on the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. And we will get back to you. With that, have a good night. We'll catch you later. Adios.
Bye-bye.